Okay, our next presentation will be by Steve Ebelhair, and he will be discussing corn insecticide seed treatment and foliar fungicide effects on corn response to nitrogen fertilization.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming out this morning. My co-author on this is Carl Bradley. Carl is a plant pathologist with the University of Illinois, and I do not think he can be here today. I'm neither a plant pathologist or an entomologist, so please be kind to me on answering or asking those types of questions. Basically, when I presented this to farmers this past summer, I presented as two hypotheses. First one is that if we can protect corn from insects and diseases, that will increase the yield and therefore the need for more additional nitrogen. The second hypothesis is that if we improve the roots by using a seed treatment insecticide and we increase the photosynthate supply by keeping our leaves intact and disease-free, then we're going to increase the efficiency of uptake and utilization of nitrogen so that no additional fertilizer nitrogen is required. Now, when I'd ask the farmers to take a vote on this, I'd get two or three hands for one, and then I'd get two or three hands for number two, and so I just, after that, I'd only ask them for number one, then I would assume that everybody else voted for number two, so I'm sure you guys would be the same way. As far as methodologies, the two locations that we used were at the Belleville Research Center as part of the Southern Illinois University system, and then our University of Illinois Dixon Springs Agricultural Center, where I'm located in Southern Illinois, and just showing you relative to where our main campus is in Urbana. We used the DeKalb hybrid, the 6169, which came treated with Poncho 250 insecticide seed treatment, and we also had an additional treatment where we upped that to their standard high rate of 1250. Our planting dates, you can see here, were highly variable by year, depending upon how much rainfall we got in the spring. 2008, Dixon Springs was May 1st, Belleville as late as June 12th, which is pretty late for our area, but you can see in 2009, Belleville was planted on June 26th, which is when we normally would not be thinking about planting corn. 2010, you can see, is more normal for us, Dixon Springs around May 11th and Belleville at April the 22nd. And planting date will play an important role in our discussion. As far as nitrogen rates, and I'm only going to talk probably in the U.S. units, but I do try to show you as often as possible what the SI units are that we're looking at. So our nitrogen rates went from 0 to 240 pounds per acre in 60-pound increments. And our fungicide treatment was putting headline on at tasseling at a 9-ounce rate. This picture of Carl, he did all the leaf analysis for me, looking at diseases and so forth. And basically, these are the types of diseases that we were encountering year after year. Not so much every one every year, but these were ones that we ran into. Primarily, gray leaf spot was our primary disease each and every year. But some years, we did get some northern corn leaf blight coming in, as well as some common and southern corn rusts. And this is kind of the scale that Carl uses for his analysis. This is a scale that he made up to just kind of show you how the percentage of infection affects how much green tissue is left on the leaf. So obviously the more disease you have, the less photosynthate potential you may have in those cases. So if we look at our ear leaf diseases, and what I've done is lumped all these together and kind of showing you what the overall effect is. And basically, all six of our site years, we had, three different years at two locations for a total of six site years. The blue you see on there is without the fungicide, and the orange line is with a fungicide treatment. And six out of 6 years, we got a significant response to the fungicide on reducing ear leaf disease pressure. The end rates, that increase that you see, especially with the no fungicide treatment, was significant five out of the 6 years. But there was never, or I should say, there was a fungicide by nitrogen rate interaction, about two-thirds of the time, which means the slope of those two lines were different about two-thirds of the time. The other third of the time, the slopes would have been not significantly different. And it is interesting to note that the diseases tended to increase as nitrogen rates increase. And we found that a little bit puzzling because you would think healthier plants would be more resistant to disease infections. But if you think about looking at a no-nitrogen plot here on the left versus one that's properly fertilized with nitrogen, you have a much denser canopy here, definitely more evapotranspiration and also less air movement through there. So it does create a microenvironment where you could get more diseases formed. If we looked at the effects of the insecticide treatment, seed treatment, you can see that it had no effect whatsoever on ear leaf severity. And normally you would not expect that to be the case anyway. So no significant difference among the insecticide treatment, nor were there any interactions with nitrogen rates on ear leaf diseases. We also measured stalk diseases, and this is a scale that the University of Illinois put together. And you can look from, we use a 0 to 5 scale, with 0 being no disease pressure showing up in the stalk pith area, all the way up to a complete deterioration of that pith area. So if we look at the results here, we tended to see this curvilinear relationship where it shows up here at the higher or the lower end rates here, 60 and 120. We have the higher level of stalk rot than we do at the higher end rates. And then you can see the effect of fungicide here also reducing that. About 50% of the time, we saw this reduction in stalk rot with the use of fungicides, and also we saw this relationship with nitrogen rates. And what it appears to us is occurring here is that with these higher nitrogen rates and with the use of fungicides, we're keeping that photosynthate supply high, especially during grain fill. And we feel like that's probably reducing the translocation of sugars out of the stalks, which are the temporary sinks for these sugars and so forth, until grain fill. So if we can keep the sugars in the stalk and keep that from being translocated out, it keeps these from being susceptible to stalk rots coming in, because when you start to weaken these stalks by moving both nitrogen and photosynthate out, it's going to weaken the stalks and make them more susceptible to disease coming in. Again, the insecticide seed treatment had no effect on stalk rot in this particular study, nor were there any interactions with nitrogen rates. If we look at corn grain yields, I've shown it here again over the 6 site years, and you can see with the use of fungicide across all site years and across the nitrogen rates, we had about a 6 bushel per acre increase in yield. The fungicide only affected yield significantly in 2 out of the 6 years, so you can imagine those 2 years were probably pretty high versus the other 4 years. We always saw this nitrogen relationship where it's curvilinear, fitting a quadratic model to it. And then you see here that the fungicide by nitrogen rate interactions were not significant in any of our site years. But because of the curvilinear nature of this data, we could calculate the economic optimal nitrogen rate. You can see here without fungicide, it comes in at about 198 pounds of nitrogen needed. With the fungicide, 209 pounds. So technically, you could say that we did need more nitrogen when we use the fungicide, but it does support an additional 10 bushel yield increase. And that's looking at basically if you knew exactly where that nitrogen, optimal nitrogen rate was, the difference between these lines was about 10 bushel rather than the 6 bushel that when you're averaging across nitrogen rate. So about a 10 bushel response and 10 pounds of additional nitrogen needed to support that yield increase. And this is looking at the individual year's data. Again, you can see the 2 years here, Dixon Springs 2009, we got a significant response, and at Belleville in 2008, we got a significant yield response. Those were our 2 years. And I'm showing here the disease level in those particular years and also the planting date at the bottom of each of these. So you can see at Belleville in 2008, that's where we had the highest severity of diseases. At the time, we measured about 55% disease level, and we got about a 15 bushel per acre increase with the use of fungicide there. The other one was at Dixon Springs in 2009. Again, that was our second highest disease level, and we've got about a 5-6 bushel increase in yield that year. The oddball in this situation is Belleville in 2009, where we planted very, very late. We saw almost no disease pressure at all that year. At the time we took this measurement, now it's not to say that diseases didn't come in later after these measurements were taken, but we really didn't observe a lot of disease there. And yet we got this almost 10 bushel yield benefit. So it could just be an artifact of how late the corn was planted and how variable probably that year turned out for us. If we looked at the insecticide seed treatment here, you can see that it actually decreased yield when we went to the higher seed treatment rate by about 3 bushels per acre. And there was 1 year where we did see a significant interaction between the seed treatment and the nitrogen rate, and I'm going to show you that data here in a minute. But if also, if we calculate the economic optimum N rates, again, we saw that yield decrease, and so it took less nitrogen to support that yield at the 1,250 rate. 8 bushel less yield and about 14-15 bushel less nitrogen needed in that particular case. This is the individual years. You can see that there's a consistency there with the 1,250 usually being a lower yield. But only 1 year was statistically significant. That was Belleville in 2010, and that was only at the 10% rate. And then here's the one interaction that we did encounter, and we were very excited about this in 2008 because it showed that the 1,250 rate did have a lower economic optimum N rate than did the 250 rate. So we thought, well, we were really onto something here, but again, we never were able to repeat this interaction in any of the 5 other site years. So again, I think it's going to need more research to determine what was actually going on this particular year. Again, this was a fairly late planting date, and it had the highest disease level, so perhaps there is some type of interaction there that's causing this effect. All right, to summarize then, increasing nitrogen rates tended to increase ear leaf diseases, which was significantly reduced by the application of fungicides at VT. The application of fungicides significantly reduced the incidence of stalk rot, especially at higher nitrogen rates. Applying the fungicide significantly increased yield about a third of the time, and I think that's an important that we try to point out to farmers as you really need to find the conditions where you're going to see a response to fungicides before you use them. You just cannot blanketly apply fungicides to corn every year and soybeans every year because we're going to start seeing a lot of resistance showing up in a very short period of time. There was no significant yield increases due to the increase of the insecticide seed treatment to 1250. If anything, there was a reduction in yield. And you know, we're puzzled by this a little bit. I don't think we saw a lot of insect pressure in these studies, and actually I should have pointed out my colleague that was supposed to actually measure this retired on me, and we ran out of insecticide or insect people to do this type of analysis for, so it really didn't get done, but just observing the plants, we did not see a lot of insect damage on the roots or on the plants themselves. And we think some of the problems with the late planting is all of this seed got treated by the company and sent to us pretty early in the season. And we've shown in previous studies that the longer you leave that high seed treatment in a bag, it does affect the germination and early growth of that seed. So perhaps we were hurting ourselves by the later planting dates with that higher rate of seed treatment. There were no interactions between the fungicides and insecticides on nitrogen rates except for that 1 year at Belleville in 2008. That's basically all I've got. I do appreciate you, your attention, and I can answer a question or two if time permits.
We have time for a couple quick questions.
And have you done the economic analysis on the years where you actually saw a response to the fungicide? Have you done the cost analysis there to see if it actually paid for itself?
On the fungicides, normally it takes about 4 bushel to pay for the fungicide treatment, 4 to 5 bushel, depending upon the price of corn. I have not specifically looked at each year yet, but overall, the 6 bushel that we saw was an economical response to the fungicide. The insecticide obviously was not economical because it was a negative effect. But, it's a marginal response, and unfortunately, the farmers see that and they get excited about, well, I'm going to make money whether I need it or not, but that's the educational process that we're trying to go through. But certainly, you know, the Belleville, we had the very high disease level and got the 15 bushel yield response. That's certainly an economical response. Certainly anything above 10 would be economical. Yes?
So I have a quick question. Did you observe any nitrogen concentration difference between healthy and
Please repeat that.
My question was, did you observe any difference on the nitrogen concentration between the healthy and the diseased plants?
Okay, the question is whether we saw any differences in nitrogen
concentrations,
and yes, they pretty much followed the yield that we saw. I didn't present that data because it just more or less showed what our yield results showed. There was, the concentration was mostly associated with nitrogen rate, but there was a little bit of effect on the fungicide versus, well, no, I take that back. Because our fungicides went on at the time we took the tissue test, there was no difference in whether fungicide or no fungicide treatment. Okay. Sorry, I got a little bit lost there. But, yeah, the fungicide treatments went on basically at the time we took the tissue test. So there would be no effect at that point.
Okay, let's thank him for his presentation.
All right. We'll go ahead.